This is my first audio boo in a while. I apologize for my absence, but frankly, I've had a metric ton of stuff going on. Good stuff, just it's been keeping me busy, and I have not really had a lot of time to sort of update my online presence in general. So hopefully this weekend I'm getting a chance to make up for that a little bit. If you haven't heard yet, if you haven't seen it, and let's face it, if you're reading my blog or listening to me, my audio boos, or if you're following me on Twitter, let's face it, you've probably seen Star Trek. The new movie is awesome. I mean, there's nothing really left to be said. It's if you hear anybody complaining or anything like that, just tell them to, you know, frack off. I'll keep it PG here, relatively, unless you're in the Battlestar Galactica universe, in which case I just said a naughty word. Yeah, just the heck with them. They don't know what they're saying. If they're complaining about the new Star Trek movie, then they haven't seen it, or they're just one of those people that's going to complain, period. Because it is flat-out amazing. This may be, well, no, this is heretical, but I'll go so far as to say this was a better movie. This was a more compelling movie in almost every way from every other Star Trek, and I do include The Wrath of Khan. I mean, this was a profoundly rejuvenating movie. And when I say that, not good for Star Trek, because let's face it, most of those movies have sucked for a long time. Not good for Star Trek, good, period. Awesome, incredible film. Actually, the point that I wanted to bring up with the new Star Trek film is that it kind of pisses me off in a way. I know I just said how amazing it is, and I mean every word of it. What pisses me off, what gets me really boiled, is to think that when you see that sort of universe, and you see how they approach space, how they approach our role in pushing out into space, as opposed to bickering over a couple of continents. The thing that most people don't understand, and you just sort of pray that this new sort of rejuvenation of Star Trek will have the effect that the original series did, which is to make people wake up and understand that space and our exploration of space. Exploration isn't even the correct word, because we're stepping very slightly out of a boat. We're not exploring, really. I'm talking about in terms of spacecraft. I mean, no, we have some wonderful probes that have done some amazing things, but we're not in space yet. And it is a crying shame, because the technology that we could bring to bear on a true space organization, nothing like NASA, I'm saying something that is actually effective, is astounding. The amount of technology that we could bring to bear on this situation, on this problem, on getting people into space, pushing the human race out there, is very considerable. Don't let anybody fool you. It is not done because most people, and I'm talking, if you know, people point fingers, political parties, etc., but it's not. It's most people in general are completely blind to what everything outside of this planet represents. When you're talking about going out into space, people do not understand that. You sort of hope that science fiction, you know, good science fiction like this new Star Trek movie, will sort of spark some interest and get people sort of thinking in that direction and make it a priority. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a minor issue. I mean, the smartest dudes on the planet have essentially said that we need to start pushing out or we're going to die. And I believe that. And I think that that's a completely logical conclusion. I'm running out of time, so send me an email, isoban, isoban, @gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter, @isoban. Hope everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful day.